right thing to do. You know, so now we have to, you know, move on, turn the page, and now we, you know, I thought our boss, Adam, did a wonderful job in expressing, you know, how the league felt, and then also, you know, doing the right thing.
All right, that's Jason Kidd, the coach of the Brooklyn Nets, reacting to what's going on with Donald Sterling. By the way, his team lost to Toronto 115-113 on Wednesday. Toronto leads that series 3-2. Kidd, one of the all-time best no-look passers I've ever seen in my life, just to throw that in there, in the NBA, and wasn't shy about his opinion. Everybody's being asked their opinion on Donald Sterling. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we kick off this show. Where are we with the ball and whose court at this point? Now in the NBA, they're talking about the owners having a meeting. You know, what happens now? There's a committee meeting probably by phone on Thursday and a discussion about trying to force him to sell the team because it's about votes and do they have enough votes. And you know that this will all end up in court anyway, for sure. I can't imagine that it won't. But Donald Sterling says he doesn't want to sell the team. He did confirm that it was his voice on the audio of the private conversation. Did he know it was being recorded and all that other sort of stuff? Because we've talked about what is the legal side of this and would it be admissible in court and all that kind of stuff. And here's the thing. There are different ways to skin a cat when you want to skin a cat, if you know what I mean. So this was that conversation that he had with his alleged mistress, V. Stiviano, who said she recorded the conversation. Boy, that's convenient, isn't it? And we knew that, of course. It depends on what state you're in. I think I said this on a previous show when the conversation took place. Most states require that only one person have knowledge that a conversation is being recorded for it to be legal. People somehow get that confused. Now, what's interesting, in some states like California, two-party consent states, where all the people involved in the conversation have to know they're being recorded for it to be legal. So it depends on the location of the recording. If he didn't know he was being recorded, the audio might have been obtained illegally. However, Stiviano's lawyer told the Los Angeles Times that he knew he was being recorded, that he knew it, that she mentioned it, and he knew he was being recorded. It was mutual agreement. So if that, in fact, is what the deal is, he has no legal leg to stand on there. And then you have to go with the leaking it, the whole ethical question of leaking it to the scummy TMZ paparazzi hounds, who I'm sure lapped it up in a second. But there is there's no laws that would violate that by leaking it to a reporter. So the reporters who got the audio and then went through the contents didn't do anything illegal, of course. And Stiviano's lawyer said that she wasn't the one who released the audio. So what'd she do, call all of her girlfriends and say, hey, let me send you this audio, which is so ridiculous and not so far-fetched, though, if you look at her background. What happens now, though, to the billionaire, and how quickly is he bought out, or how quickly does he sell the team and the NBA having their first meeting in the part of this story that becomes very interesting, having the meeting to say, okay, there's enough votes here, let's move on with this, let's vote to oust him and force him to sell the team. But I just don't think it's going to be that easy. I can't imagine, and maybe I'm wrong, that he's just going to say, okay, great, I'll sell the team. I mean, he's going to make a ton of cash, but I don't think it's about the cash. He already has a ton of cash. He's already said that he wants to hang on. He could change his mind. Somebody could change his mind for him, saying, oh, this is ridiculous, and why go through this, because you really are going to lose this sucker, so, you know, forget about it. And then there's some people that are saying, listen, as much as you want to just bag on Donald Sterling, you got to remember, was he a victim in this at all? because, and some of you have already expressed that. I mean, how crazy is it, you know, when you think of the fact that were his First Amendment rights violated in what happened with the with his racist remarks about black people? I mean, he was expressing his views, even though they're massively unpopular, and I definitely think that it was a stupid thing for him to say, a stupid thing for him to do, but he could get into this, and his lawyers could still argue it, whether it works or not. Did he have his First Amendment rights intact? Were they violated? Because here's the thing. The First Amendment, we know, protects us, right, from the government punishing you because of your speech. But, and this is what I've said, I even checked with two different lawyers today to make sure I was on the right track with this. The NBA is a private club. They can do what they want. They can discipline Sterling however they want. He agrees to be in the association. It's different for any of us that are in. This is the problem with joining groups, right? You might not agree, then something happens, but you join a group, a private club, you don't have the same kind of leverage. So it's, I think this is something they could argue, and they could certainly argue about the conversation. Even if he says that he knew about it, then he could say he didn't know about it. Who knows what he says when he's, if he's on the record and he's being cross-examined, I don't know. But they can certainly, the NBA can certainly maneuver around it, and this is what will happen here. And the reason they can, you know, the reason they can maneuver around it is because of some of the fact that they're a private club, and in their bylaws they can write and say and change and do what they want to do. And I think that's what happens here. I mean, look, here's the other part of this. We live in a world now where our conversations can be recorded and blasted all over the place. Let's face it. First of all, we have the NSA. Ed Snowden told us that. Like, not that we didn't know it, but he just revealed a little bit more, right? And can a gold digger jump all over her sugar daddy and expose him as the creepy old bad guy or whatever? Of course. And does that happen? And you know, is the bad person also the victim in a sense? And or is it terrific that she brought his views to light? I guess it depends on your point of view. But there are definitely two bad people here, I think. And one is also the fact that the mistress got him caught in the crosshairs here and used him to the ultimate degree, of course, to get hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of loot. Let's face it. A Bentley, all those cars, the condo, and everything else. Bottom line is, though, the NBA showed its spine. Sterling is out of there. There is no question about it. We've just scratched the surface. Other things are happening, believe it or not. We're going to talk about it next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no.
Couple of reminders here from me to you on America tonight. Don't forget we have our cheap movie review coming up on our next show. And if you go to the movies and you send me your cheap movie review, just tell us if the movie is lousy, good, worth the $8, or forget about it. Send it to americatonight.net. Click on contact. Bada bing, you are in. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. All right, if you want to throw in your two cents about Donald Sterling, and I guess now his fate hanging in the balance, I still think there really is two villains here. I believe that. There was a big setup, and there's no question about it. Some people think that this was all on purpose and selling the team, but he still would have gotten the money, so that doesn't make any sense to me. But definitely the gold digger was part of this whole thing. There's no question about it. Go out to David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Hey, howdy, Kate. You know, I was interested in this case from the angle that there's a morality clause. And, you know, most people, you know, the famous movie stars and rock stars and well, rock stars may or may not have a morality clause. But the sports stars especially, and country and western and whatnot, the idea that they, if they screw up with some scandal that is so egregious that the entire public just takes distaste to it, they the studio contract can just be nullified instantly, and their lives will be ruined, you know, just by one bad bawdy night. And so the idea that the owner of the team should also have a morality clause against them. Because every hot dog vendor, every beer truck driver, every long-term contract that has to do with the stadiums and the, you know, who's making all these baseball caps and who's going to lose them. Or let's see, soccer jerseys or whatever, this basketball, you know, doodads and whatnot. These people are going to take a huge bath because of this guy. And the idea that the morality clause can kick in for the owner is something that we should be looking at.
You know what? And but they don't have that morality clause in this case. They have other things in place where that can be, where vendors and other people could come after him for saying you cost us XYZ. It's funny you think about that because I thought about that the other day. I thought, well, what about the marketing director of the Clippers? What about the salespeople who lose all the money because these sponsors are dropping out and they've been beating the bushes for all these years and finally they have a good team, a team that's in the playoffs after winning 57 games in the regular season, and they were the talk of Los Angeles heading into the playoffs, David. And you're right. So there's all these people that lose money as a result of what happened here, and they don't have anything to recoup. They don't have anything in place that would recoup that money for them. And that's all on this, on what's happened here. It's the timing is crazy.
Well, you know, if you think about it, whoever goes, there's a kind of a famous cartoon of the little fish always eating smaller fish.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever ganging up and going after the big fish. And the big fish is the, in this case, this guy is a jerk. He's a loser. He's a welfare cheat. He's every kind of ignoble scum that you can imagine. Yet these ignoble scum, nobody ever has got the guts to figure out how to, how, you know, when you have somebody in a leadership position that can just give orders that are so bad that you know it's going to be the downfall of the organization, and still people go ahead and do it. Like the old Nazi thing, I was just following orders. So your whole nation's reputation is ruined for centuries because of a couple of jerks at the top and a lot of, you know, fealty and ignobility of people not having the courage to be able to break that paradigm. So in this case, let's just make it simple. Where's a morality clause for these people? You know, if the biggest of them, there's got to be a morality clause. Where's Dick Cheney's morality clause?
Yeah, meaning, yeah, people, politicians, et cetera. But then that goes back to the thing that can you regulate morality and why do people fall in line underneath certain other people? And you know, it's like my brother used to say to me, David, how is it that people that have money all of a sudden command respect? Why? Because some of them have cheated, lied, stealed, and sold their soul to get that money, but they get all of a sudden respect from people.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
One other thing, I hate to change the subject, but you remember I called the other night and I was mentioning that secret execution down in Missouri and that Oklahoma was about to do the same thing?
Well, yes.
They were going to double down? Sure enough, they did it last night. And look at look at the morality clause, though, of the governor and the top legislatures in Oklahoma who were going to impeach the very judges that were trying to stop that execution. So the governor and the state legislature went out of their way to commit a murder to make sure an execution happened is the way they're going to try to spin it. But they went out of their way to fast-track it. And there's a secret executioner, and there's a secret poison, and there's a whole infrastructure of secret executions that they were building for this. And not, we're very fortunate that it screwed up. But let's look at the morality clause of the governor and the legislature down there that were trying to fast track an execution just so they could get away with it.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. I thought about you when that happened, David. Thanks for bringing that up, and you're right. And then for what people don't know, thanks for the call. What happened there was it was like a half hour later after he was injected that he had a heart attack. It was this craziest thing. And, of course, it made huge headlines once this happened. All of a sudden it's like, whoa, are you kidding me with this? And now it's making people take a closer look at some of these cases, and this was all shoved under the rug, and the fact that they thought he was he dead, and then a half hour later, he's not. He's dying of a heart attack. So it wasn't the the injection was poison, like he said. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And on the morality thing, you know, a lot of people have to sign morality clauses or clauses to not talk about, contracts to not talk about certain things. Remember there was the famous thing with Oprah Winfrey? She won't, all the people around her have to sign things saying they won't talk about her and working for her and all that kind of stuff. But if you sign it, you sign it, and that's part of your, that's part of your employment. It's different when you're the person in charge, and of course, the morality of politicians, that's determined by what happens and the reaction to it, and are they, you know, is there pressure to resign or do certain things happen as a result of it? I don't think you can legislate morality in some senses, but he's right. Isn't it interesting how some people have to play under that umbrella and others don't have to do that? And in broadcasting, in many cases, when I was in television, you had to sign a morality clause when I worked for a station called KOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And boy, did they get rid of a lot of people thanks to that morality clause for different things. Sometimes there were two cases where it was really unfair, frankly, but they had them because they had evidence of something they had had done. So it's, there is a gray area when it comes to that. I think there is definitely a gray area. And of course, the person who's the owner, who's employing the people, they're not going to sign any kind of morality clause to who. But Sterling was in a private club, an association, the NBA, and that's where they got him, because that's what it is. It's part of an association. You know, they're talking about how dirty horse racing is and all the problems with horse racing, and they're saying that, geez, if there was an organization like Major League Baseball, like the NBA, like a sporting organization, an overall group, it would make a huge difference if you had Major League horse racing, because then people would be beholden, trainers, owners, anybody that has anything to do with the horses. Coming up in our next segments here on America Tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Ivan Elin talking about Russia and whether or not we really will have a Cold War, or we're going to end up friends because of China. That's next.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tug of war with Russia and Putin versus Obama and all the kinds of setups and lines that have really been bantered around since the Ukrainian crisis started and the annexation of the Crimea. Joining us now in our virtual green room, Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. So, Ivan, you wrote a piece saying that, wait a second, because a lot of people in America tonight when I did a poll felt overwhelmingly, now this was 4 months ago, kind of when all this was being kicked around in the very beginning, a lot of people felt overwhelmingly that we would plummet into kind of a Cold War deal with Russia, but you say there's a way around this and it's not likely that's going to happen. How's that?
Well, first of all, I think the stakes are lower. Russia is certainly not as powerful a country as the Soviet Union. They have retracted from Europe, and this is Putin did this out of weakness rather than strength. If you remember, Yanukovych, the president of Ukraine, was freely elected, and he was pro-Russian. Well, of course, the demonstrators took over buildings to oust him. And, of course, Putin, of all things, he mimics the West and throws it back in your face. So what's happening now? He's doing the same thing to the West. He's got demonstrators that he's either egging on or leading or helping that are taking over buildings in the East. So he's trying to salvage Crimea and the eastern Ukraine, which has a lot of Russians in it and Russian speakers, because he lost Ukraine, the most of Ukraine, to the to a pro-Western government. And, of course, he's down to, like, Belarus and not even Ukraine anymore, but parts of Ukraine that are in his sphere of influence. So that's one thing. The second thing is, in the future, because Russia is not as powerful, there's a rising country by the name of China, which has a really long border with Russia. And I think what will happen is this is a bump in the road in U.S.-Russian relations, but I think eventually it will go back to where we disagree with them on some things and we agree with them on other things. For instance, you know, we agreed with them on them helping us in Afghanistan to supply the forces. We agreed with them helping out with Iran to get rid of Iran nuclear weapons. Now, that hasn't happened, but the Russians have been of some help there. And so there are areas, strategic arms control, the U.S. and Russia had some success in reducing, you know, and that's a very important area that's been long forgotten. We still have all these nuclear weapons laying around, and we really need to reduce them and have better relations with Russia. But, of course, Putin has made it difficult. I don't endorse what he did, but I think in the long term, this bump in the road is going to be forgotten because we need a counterweight to China. And we've been making friends with India. We've been tightening up the alliances in the Pacific to deal with China. And, of course, Russia is north of China, and as I say, they have a long land border. And the Russians are uneasy about the rise of China because in Siberia, which is the eastern northern part of Russia, it's very sparsely populated, whereas, of course, China is a very densely populated country and the rising in economic power. And as Siberia, which is a resource-laden place, could be, high on the list of Chinese, desires. So I think they may, the U.S. and Russia may end up cooperating to balance against the rise of China.
Yeah, you know, in your piece, you point out, besides the China and the rise of China and what would happen there and Russia and the United States, how they feel about that and the mutually beneficial relationship. You also point, and this was great, you point out that we have this history, the United States does anyway, of being able to forgive if we're looking at security or vital interests, if that's what's at stake. And tell everybody what you pointed to as the reason for that.
Well, I think, you know, countries naturally... there's a lot of rhetoric, especially associated with U.S. Foreign policy, but normally we look out for our interests. And we've even overthrown democratically elected governments because they weren't that friendly to the U.S. And I can cite numerous examples of that. In this particular case, and most people would be amazed by this because of the Cold War, those 40 years, where Russia, the Soviet Union, and the United States weren't very friendly at all to each other. But if you recall, at the two world wars, Russia was on our side. And throughout U.S. history, if you go back, over 200 years, the country that's been had the most similar strategic interests to the U.S. has been Russia, not Britain, not France, not Germany, not Japan. It's been in Russia, and the reason for that is Russia can balance a potential aggressor in Europe, as it happened in the two world wars with Germany, or in the Far East, which happened with Japan. So the U.S. and Russia regularly share this interest of being balancers, offshore balancers, if you will, and therefore their interests often coincide. And we see these regimes come and go, but the interests usually... of Russia and the United States align to a great extent if you look at the big issues. So who knows what will happen, but it sort of looks like that's going to happen again, balancing against the rising China in the East.
Yeah, you know, in watching this play out and seeing what's happening, the violence in the Ukraine, especially on that eastern border, and then the fact that you've got the... You have Russia blaming the United States a couple of weeks ago in a backhanded way, and then the United States talking about what Russia was trying to do. Is this just part of the dance that happens in this case, the rhetoric, the war of words, and then, okay, our relationships are right in the end?
Well, also, I think, countries signal, and we're signaling with sanctions. Of course, the sanctions that the United States and Europe have both put on have been, they've had almost no effect because they're sanctioning people, and in the case of U.S. businesses, Russian businesses, but certainly they're not putting on these sectoral sanctions, which would entire sectors of the Russian economy would be put under sanction, energy, finance, armaments, whatever. But and they're saving those out in case Putin goes farther. But even if they do put on sector sanctions, sanctions are more or less a way to signal, because nine times out of ten they don't really have the intent that they're going to. They don't usually strangle the other country. And even if they do cause economic damage, the country may say, well, our security is worth it, and that's what we're doing. And the near abroad, which is where what we're talking about here, you know, the Russians, out of the 50 million dead in World War II, Russia suffered 25 million. And there's almost no discussion of this, that Russia wants a buffer zone. That's why the communist government during the Cold War had Eastern Europe. The Red Army did not move after World War II. It just hunkered down in Eastern Europe because Russia has been invaded by Napoleon, Hitler, and it's a very flat country up into the Urals, and armies can just go right to Moscow and on and beyond, right? And so Russia does have legitimate security interests. Now, am I excusing what Putin did? No, but most of these people, if there were a free election in Crimea and probably to some extent in eastern Ukraine, might side with the Russians. And so although Putin should have used more legal tactics to give these people self-determination, certainly he's certainly no Hitler going after the entirety of Europe. We tend to call everybody Hitler. We call Milosevic Hitler. We call Gaddafi Hitler. We call Saddam Hussein Hitler. And none of these people are Hitlers, including Putin. And it sort of does a disservice to the people who fought Hitler and fought World War II, including the Soviets, to call everybody Hitler.
I know, it is a convenient phrase that's thrown about. Hey, one last thing that I wanted to ask you. Snowden, there was a report today that Eric Snowden talks about the fact that he'll probably just stay in Russia after all. Are you surprised by that or nah?
No, I don't think he wants to come back if he's going to go to jail. Now, his lawyer is trying to negotiate a plea agreement. And frankly, I think they should agree to it. I mean, the guy did... in contrast to espionage people, I think for the most part, Snowden was a whistleblower, and we have had some positive effects. This phone program may be done away with. We'll have to see, but certainly he's caused the debate that he wanted to have, and certainly he's not blameless because he did take an oath to protect that information. But I think perhaps a plea deal would be in order for him to serve some time, but not a long sentence.
Yeah. Ivan Elin, thanks so much. Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. We appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they have found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
All right, coming up, we're going to check the mail in just a second. But quickly, sadly, because I have a lot of family in Florida, not in the panhandle, but I know some people in the panhandle. A state of emergency had to be declared after 20 inches of rain in 24 hours. Isn't it interesting? We have drought conditions in so many parts of the country and the panhandle drowning in water. So much was destroyed because you got to think about that. 20 inches of rain in 24 hours. Houses, cars floating. Craziness. They had to activate every emergency operation center, anything they could because of the flooding. Anything they could do. That is so much rain. Way more than was expected. Interstate 10, a whole bunch of, a whole portion of it had to be shut down. There was pictures that people were posting where you could see water was halfway up their front steps. I mean, the cleanup is going to be immense on this. Immense. And people are working on it. You know, what a wild week for storms. With those terrible tornadoes, 35 people killed in those storms that kicked off on Sunday. Arkansas, Oklahoma hit bad, Mississippi. So, I mean, all, you know, this started to move in, this weather pattern into the weekend, and there was conversation about that, but man, who knew it was going to be this bad? Who knew? And there's so many sad stories, too. And they're saying that, you know, when you look at some of the areas that were hit, besides the dead in Mississippi and Arkansas and in Alabama, Iowa, Oklahoma. There were some really cruel cuts. There was Simon Turner and her 7-year-old son, Christopher, who luckily scrambled to a shelter in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, on Tuesday afternoon when they heard the tornado watch was issued. And you know why? Because in that area, they remember what happened 3 years ago. They remember what that was like, that killer tornado, how awful it was. And hearing the sirens go off and then seeing just how big those funnel clouds were. I've already talked about this. The idea of how long the tornado is on the ground, how wide it is, all of that. And I mentioned, too, it was sad on Monday. The dead on Monday from that storm system included a great swimmer, John Cervante, University of Alabama. He tried to get to safety. He was in the basement of a home, but a retaining wall collapsed. And this was a guy who not only was super athletic, he was a business major on the dean's list, all that kind of stuff. I mean, but the important thing here is, the sad thing is here, is that he lost his life and he scrambled to try to get out of harm's way. But you never know. And then there's the story of people who left, who did get out of town, got out of Dodge as soon as they heard anything, came back and saw their home just blown away. Or came back and saw that their home was completely intact, but everything around it was gone. And that system that happened 3 years ago, those 60 tornadoes and the 250 people that were killed then, I think that really lingered, thank goodness, in people's minds, so they knew, I've got to take cover, I've got to do whatever I can. All right, we're putting on our shoes and we're running to check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Kurt, and Kurt says, Kate, this whole stuff with Donald Sterling is just so sickening. I mean, I don't even want to really defend Donald Sterling. I've heard people on your show defend him, and I don't think he's a great guy. He's never been known to be some great person, but he was definitely set up by the gold digger chick, and we all know it. So there is a couple of bad guys in this scenario. He should have never said the things that he did and not realized what, that he was being taped. He certainly knows about social media. And if any of these people in the limelight don't know about social media, they need to hire better PR people. So naturally, as he went deeper and deeper into what he said, you knew that there was no way this wasn't going to be a big deal. Let's see where it all ends up. Does he really let go of the team? Maybe. But what a weird time for it all to happen, as his team is in the playoffs and just won the other night. Yeah, well, they're fighting. They're, you know, that's it. They're doing their best, and they're trying to roll through the playoffs. And they have some really terrific players there. And we don't know. I think it ends up in court, because, I mean, here's the weird thing. Some people are saying, well, no, come on, we all know this. Sterling did this on purpose because he had his wife involved in it and the mistress, because he could just pump up how much the team was worth. It's like, are you kidding me? It was already worth that. So it wouldn't have mattered. He wouldn't have to jump through this hoop to try to create controversy to make the team worth something. Of course not. It was already there. It already was there. All right, let's move on to Chris in Illinois, who says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to the show now for a couple of years. A lot of times, because of my work schedule, I have to download it. But it's worth telling people, go to GCNlive.com. And you can download Kate's shows there, and then you don't have to miss them if you have a different kind of schedule. I was wondering what you thought about that vacation deal. I happen to see a link to the Obama-Biden vacation that stretched to $40 million, and that there was some crazy amount of money for a couple of golf outings already, since the beginning of the year, for the president. I'm actually not somebody who pounds on the president In fact, I voted for him twice, but I think that's a little ostentatious. So I don't blame the Republicans for trying to use this as bait. I mean, give me a break here. Why does it cost that much? And if the golf outings are costing that much, then they need to rethink where they are golfing. Well, from what I understood, because, of course, this was printed all over the place, is the Air Force, the people that needed, you know, the flights and everything else, that it cost almost $3 million because the first was a family trip in Key Largo, Florida, and that was, you know, they flew on Air Force One. Then Palm Springs, California, where the president was meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan. So there you already had security and everything else surrounding that. So some of this is because of the security and Air Force jet time and so accommodations, rooms, staff, security, Secret Service. I mean, of course, that's going to add up. But we do pay for that. So it is the taxpayer paying for it. Just ask the president, hey, Prez, can you play closer to home? Wait till you're on the speaking tour and you sell another book, and then you can take the Secret Service and go back to Palm Springs or wherever. Judicial Watch actually released all those records. It does sound crazy. I mean, both of those places are great places to golf for mere mortals who scrape up the money or who are fabulously wealthy and can just go there anyway. But anything he does is going to cost a ton of money because of how much security and everything else that surrounds a trip somewhere. So unless it's just there in Washington or right there in their own backyard, it's never going to be cheap. Never. Here's one from Lane who says, damn that computer nonsense connected to LAX. I was supposed to go to Los Angeles, and it was so frustrating, I finally decided to rebook because I couldn't get there from here, if you know what I mean. It was hours and hours and hours, and I was not going to hang out in my airport in Arizona. So I said, forget about it. And then I heard later that it was some kind of a computer problem. Yeah, it was a computer problem. There was like 30 departing flights they held. They were taking arriving flights, but not all arriving flights, I guess. So that's probably what happened to you if you didn't make it in. That's the worst. You just get, or the worst is you go to the gate, there's a mechanical problem, then they can't get a plane. That's happened to me a couple of times. Thanks for your thoughts. You want to send them to me, you can send it to americatonight.net.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.